So the other day, it's a bit of a break, sorry about that, but on Monday, there was, in my mind, an unbelievable kasha on the Stam, the Avon and the Gemara, and I think it was bothering me and I didn't have an answer, but after learning over with the boys, I came up with, I think it's a little bit of a mahala to explain this shaila. So the question is this: first of all, you have to understand the very, very basic principle in drashas. Most people don't know drashas. It's one of the weak points of most London. Like drashas, it's the area of Torah that hekesh, shava. They don't really get how it works or whatever. It's an entire system. We know that there's Yud Gimel Midos and they tied into the Yud Gimel Midos Rachman, but that's about all they know. I don't really understand what's going on with these things. But there is a very clear hierarchy in drashas. And the weakest of all drashas, but in a sense it's strong, the weakest of all drashas is the drasha of a Kal Chomer. And that's because it's not even, it's not even considered an extra pasuk the Torah wrote what could be derived out of a Kal Chomer. Amazing idea. That means, because Kal Chomer, anybody can dana Kal Chomer. It requires no Nisayra. That's the beauty of a Kal Chomer, but that's automatically its weakness. And what that means is that if you have a Kal Chomer that says something, and you have a pasuk or a drasha that says fakir, that Kal Chomer is basically clearly not true. I would love to say the Kal Chomer, but the Torah says nishmata. So that was the kasha on both Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan. Bar Pada said that it says, yes, it's true, it says Vasisum Kasra Zama, which says very strict that you do is you punish the person by doing to those witnesses what they wanted to do. That's very clear. That's an open and shut pasuk. And then we're saying, well, they can't become a Ben Grush Mechalutza because of a Kal Chomer. Now, even if we could make sense of a Kal Chomer, how can a Kal Chomer override a pasuk? It doesn't. It's weaker. The pasuk saying, you have a Kal Chomer, then it should make sense. But the Torah says, doesn't have to make sense. You understand? This is a very big, strong. I'm not sure if you're happy. Are you happy with that?
That's a strong question.
That's the rule of Kal Chomer and drashas.
Yeah, but doesn't Kal Chomer tell you that there's an exception to the pasuk?
Kal Chomer can't.
How do you know the pasuk is? How do you know the pasuk is? The pasuk didn't say in every situation,
we can't use Kal Chomer in that way to override a simple read of the pasuk. What you could use a Kal Chomer to do is to, if the pasuk leaves room of multiple ways of learning, so then, the Kal Chomer can. The Kal Chomer is only, it's like Svara, the Torah. If it wouldn't, it shouldn't really be able to override what the Torah says to do. That's really the kasha. Okay, it's the kasha. And the kasha are both on Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan. So I was bothered by this and I didn't have a good answer until I sort of looked into the next subject. So we saw from Ula. Ula says that Remez Eidim Zaymin. Where's the hint Eidim Zaymin? Quotes a pasuk. It's Tikus Atzadik, Rishir Sarasha, Hoyim Binak Sarasha. So, okay, and we explained what is the whole Hakdama of Tikus Atzadik, Rishir Sarasha. It's not really irrelevant. I should just say that Besdin Paskin, that this guy gets Malkus and gives that Malkus. I mean, the beginning is really doesn't really fit in. And therefore, the pasuk is saying really that there was Edim Zemimin who were Marshia Tzadik, came along Edim Hamnezimin that are proving those witnesses as false witnesses, and they're making they were Matzdik the Tzadik, the Tzdik was the Tzadik. The Yeshia was a Rasha means that these Edim who said that the guy was a Rasha is actually themselves a Rasha, and then it says, well, you've been up as a Rasha, then they get Malkus. That's the drasha. And that's the hint. That's the hint to this idea of Edom Zimmin getting Malkus. Okay? Now, I was bothered when I was learning this before I actually read Rashi. I was bothered. It's like, wait a second. Based on that drasha, so then it's basically saying that you get Malkus. just get them malchus, okay? And therefore, why isn't every Eitzamim getting, it doesn't say only in a case where we can't be Mekayim Lazoma in the regular way, then, and only then you give malchus. It doesn't say that anywhere, just say Midrasha, Vayim Binakas HaRasha. So what's going on? But if you look at Rashi, Rashi is very, very wordy here, out of ordinary, and he clarifies that he says that the Torah is not saying give malchus. It's saying v'haya im din hakas rasha. If that's all you, that's what you can do is malchus, then this is what you do. This is how you give malchus, which is basically saying if the pasuk saying if you can't do the hazama, then there's a default of malchus. That's linked in the pasuk. So once you have that, it sort of explains. Really, to me, it answers the kasha on Kal V'chomer. There's room for Kal V'chomer because the Torah says Vasitzim L'Kashazama, but it also has another pasuk of Hayyam Binachas Rasha, which is really the words, the way Rashi is explaining. Should read the words inside, but the way Rashi is explaining is Rashi is saying the way he says it like this: V'tzikos Hanadu Shu Tzadik V'Shiu. V'hayim bin hakas es harasha im hazama zu bas malkasi. Why is it a bas malkas? Sheini yachol l'kayim v'din hazama. Because for whatever reason you cannot fulfill the din hazama gemura in the fullest sense. Kigayin v'yde b'grusha agalos. Then v'pila shefet v'kol. Then this is what they were doing. So in other words, the pasuk itself is building into it an exception. The Torah itself is providing an exception. That not every time is it possible to do hazama. And once you are recognizing that that is the case, that not every time it's possible to do hazama, and when you can't do hazama, then you give malchus. So now, we know in every case of hazama, it's going to be either we're going to do the kasha hazama or we're not. And that's where a Kal V'chomer can, it's not really, the Kal V'chomer is all doing is that we're applying the svar of a Kal V'chomer to tell you which box to put it in. We're going to put it in the box of malchus instead of the box of kasha zama because it's not going to be a full zama, a kal v'chomer, or whatever reason. And I think that does answer the kasha. Okay. That's just that little piece over there. Okay. So I want to share with you another thing on the next sugya, and then I want to deal with Rav Naftali's child. Kasha, I think it's a Shiloh. It's a Shiloh, okay. So the first thing is the last case. Okay, so this last case over here, we know this Dalet Dvarim never be Eidim Zayimim, not said by Eidim Zayimim, but that we do not do the Din Hazama of the Eidim Zayimim, the two of the Mishnah, which is Ben Grushva and Chalutza, second one of Galus, and then there's Eim Mishalmer Sakhoifer. Why? Because Kofi Kavara. And then the last one is that they're not sold in the Kavla of Edivri. So there's a whole piece from Rav Hamnuna in the Gemara. Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha, it's like, or he's postulating, he's thinking out loud, and he said, I would think that the only time that they're actually not going to be sold as a slave is, if they don't have money, but the person who they're made against does have money, they can argue, it's like, yeah, well, you know, we wanted him to be chayiv $5,000, and then the hazama means that we are chayiv the $5,000. We don't have the money to pay, so therefore we should be sold. Therefore, so you want to say we should be sold as a slave? Well, we can argue we can be. No, that's not really fair because since who we were being mazim wouldn't have been sold as a slave, so that's not our kasha hazama. Our kasha hazama wasn't as severe as what's going to be happening to us. It's obviously much worse to be sold as a slave than to just pay the money. That's their argument. So he says, okay, I understood that case, but what if it's the reverse? What if the guy who they're testifying against doesn't have the money? They both have money. So then I would think that the kasha zaman would dictate that they should definitely be sold as a slave. That's what Rav Nuna ought to say, then in that case they wouldn't. On that, the Gemara says, but wait a second, there's an argument for Keret. The argument for Keret is that you could say that, wait a second, if this guy would have had money, he would have been able to pay his way out of having to be sold as a slave. So why should we lose out just because we have money? We have money, so therefore we also should not be sold as a slave. Kamash Malan, that, oh, so Mela, we said Rav Hamnuna really is made it to that too. So if either side have money, the Ibn Zaymin, side the person, the Nidai, has money to be able to not go be sold as a slave, then nobody gets sold as a slave. But if nobody has money, says Rav Hamnuna, then for sure they should be sold as a slave. Kamash Malan the Pasuk, then we said that no, but there's a Pasuk. It says, Minimkar b'knei vasar marachmana, b'knei vasar v'loi bizmana. You're only sold for actual gneva, you're not sold for a zayna. Okay. The Farshim is Kakash over here. What's Pshat? Use this Pasuk for like 100 different things.
But if you meet somebody that he sold himself into slavery.
What?
The rest of the sold himself into slavery, so what if you meet somebody that he sold himself into slavery?
What do you mean? There could have been made that a guy sold himself as a slave.
Yeah. What happens if they go ahead and say, this guy decided to sell himself into slavery to Reuben? Not an empty big name, he didn't steal anything. And the big maid that he was never every.
No, but I'm saying if he. I kind of think that's just like a very rare case because how could they make up. I mean, how they could get away with such a story? Right.
When the Rama brings down this case,
he talks both ways?
He literally just says, he didn't understand Yeshua Nimkar, that he wasn't ever Ivri. And that doesn't bring down.
Oh, so who ever Ivri?
What happens so in a case like that? Why would you say Nimkar Big Nimasa? You can sell yourself.
Who cares how he's an Ever Ivri? They're just saying that he is an Ever Ivri.
You can sell yourself.
The
Nimkar is done to you.
Look, that yeah, no.
It's done to you if it's a big nevasa.
But again, the gneva is only one.
No, the lashon of the Rambam, the way the Rambam writes it, is that he doesn't say he was nimka. They're just saying shehu evet ivri. That's the lashon, right? I mean, that's how you saw. I remember you showed it.
The Jewish is that.
Yeah, the question is pshat now. Like the Rambam has, the Rambam has to explain himself. That's the. Well, I mean, he doesn't. But I'm saying the chayra.
Please.
Where does he get that from? Well, where does it come from? I'm saying it's not lived in the pasuk. I don't know. It's a good kash on the Rambam. Shenimkar. Okay, that's a different story. Nimkar, you might have a deal.
So what about
called Nimkar.
So what about in the case where they come in and say this guy is an Ever-Ivri?
Sold himself as an Ever-Ivri.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Who would they go to as slaves?
Right, I'm saying, who did he sell himself to willfully?
No, he sold himself. All these cases are a little bit. There's definitely cases where it's a little interesting, the same way they had a big maid that he owes money to some random person. Nothing happens to the random person, even if he was in on it.
Right.
Right,
that's true.
So the guy. He was playing his head.
All right, I don't know. It's a good question. All right. All right, but what I want to, the Mefarshim ask on this is that this pasuk of Nimkar b'gnei vasai, they used to say that it's b'gnei vasai v'lo b'gnei vasa, only that a woman who's in such a matzav doesn't get sold as a slave. Okay, it's a mi'ut. So how do you have room for so many different drashas from the same pasuk? Which is another basic rule of drashas. You really shouldn't be able to.
Usually in the Gemara, you find it could have said something even simpler. So there's two of them.
So there's room for two, sometimes, yeah. Right. But there's the Mepharshim are bothered because they don't do that here. They don't give
the Nimkar.
Oh, what do you mean? No, I'm saying. The Nimkar,
we're just the Nimkar.
You could have just said, Nimkar, B'nei Vasai, B'nei Bismamai, I don't know. Whatever. There's like multiple drashas coming out from the same thing. There is one way that sometimes that works is that if the two drashas are perfectly equal and perfectly plausible, and it excludes both, whatever. But I don't know what the answer is they give for this. But anyway, it's an interesting me'iri on this piece. So he says over here, this is the question of in general, so what's the default in this case? So if they testify about somebody that would have been sold as a eved, because he doesn't have money. So I understand if he has money or they have money or whatever, that if to anybody, if both of them have money, so then of course the payment is what's going to be what's required. They're going to have to pay that money. Okay. Question is, so what if it's a case where there's no money? So then he's not going to be paying money. He's going to be sold as a slave. So does it default to Malchus? That's the question. Okay. Does it default to Malchus? Okay, so it's interesting. So he says like this, Lamata. It comes to the teacher. Shekol Shalei Yidu Alchiv Misa Imamini. In Malchus. Anytime the testimony does not attach itself to a punishment of Misa, or punishment of money, or punishment of Malchus, En Kan Din Hazama Gemura, it does not have a Din Hazama, a complete Din Hazama, and therefore, because you can't, you don't carry out fully the kasha zaman, Ela Shalaikin, they just don't get a Malchus as the default. That's what happens. And that's basically the pshat in our Mishnah, and that's what's going to happen over here. And therefore, any time it's not a Hazama Gemura, Ela Malchus, so he asks an interesting kasha. He says, some people want to say, and this is a fascinating piece, there's halacha that Edom Zayman do not need Hasra. Normally, in order to get any type of punishment, you always have to give Hasra. You have to give a warning. You can't give a punishment. Nobody can get a death penalty without getting Hasra. So by Edom Zayman, they're an exception. You can give Edom Zayman Hasra. You could give them the whatever punishment they want without Hasra. What's the pshat in that? So the Mefarshim explained, because that's linked, it's included in the words Kasher Zama. Pasuk says, Vasisim loy Kasher Zama Masavachim. Now, what did they intend to this person? They intended that he should get it. Did they intend with Hasra? No, they intended without any Hasra, because it's a made up story. So, since what they wanted to happen to him was Onkin Shu Hasra, so therefore, condemn an Hasra. Do you understand the pshat? It's a very interesting.
Yeah.
The Mefarshim are saying a very interesting thing over here. In other words, the whole basis for the idea that there's an exception when it comes to Edom Zayman, that they do not require Hasra, is because that's part of what it means to be Vasisom LeKasher Zama. Because that's what the Chiddush is. You following the Chiddush? What's the practical problem here? Or where does it happen? So what are you going to say in our case? We're not carrying out Vasisom LeKasher Zama. We're defaulting to Malchus because we're not doing the Vasisim LeKasher Zama. So, come to Chais, says the Mefarshim, the Meir he's bringing down here. I don't have the one with the commentaries who he's quoting. He just says, V'yesh Mefak Fakim. And they say, Loimar, that he should require Hasra. Wild. What? You found it?
That's why the Lashon of the Rambam says, Shenimka Be'evidifi.
Yeah.
Because but on that side, when they weren't, meaning in that case, you're right, when they're coming to Mechaim, when the guy would get sold as an Eved, fine. But if you already made on somebody that he was already sold as an Eved, and the Rambam says straight out, on all those four cases, right, the Ramban says, like, they can argue whether they get Malchus in all four cases. The Ramban says in all four cases they get Malchus, so he's saying is that we're made on them that they're Nimka Be'evid, because if they're made on him that he's free of money, but he doesn't have money, he's going to get sold, so maybe that's the dig in the ending part, as you're saying, that the ending of the Gemara is Shenimkaber, that the Avis is Shenimkaber.
Explain, speak it out. You're not saying, so that's to explain why?
That's why they get Malchus in that case of Eberivi.
We're talking about Hasra. You're saying they need Hasra or not?
Not in that case, but they were already Nimkar, they were made that they were already Nimkar.
Not even an
Avera. In other words, you're
saying a case without, it's not an Avera.
I'm not sure what you're trying to do. You're trying to explain why the Rambam talked about that case, because Dafka there, you should not need Hasra.
Right.
But in our case, maybe you should need Hasra. Is that what you're saying? I'm not sure.
That I'm saying.
Let's speak out. Let me speak out the way he's quoting these Rishonim here. I don't know who he's quoting. But he's saying, the way they're saying it like this, if it's coming from the words Vasisim LeKasher Zama, so then linked in those words means that you do not have to give them a warning. Because their zmama was not that he should get this punishment without a warning. So that has to happen to them the same level. But if we're not fulfilling the Vasisim Lekasha Zaman, Ella, it's coming from a different pasuk altogether, from Beit Tikkun Beit Tzadik, so then it defaults to the regular halachas of, you know, punishment, which is that you can never punish without an Asra. And it's a very weird thing, because that means...
At what point would they give
the Asra? Exactly. What do you do? It's like, what do? You wake up and say, okay, wait a second, now that you're testifying about this thing, there's going to be, if what you're about to say is false,
you call him up to the bench.
You're right. The judge calls him up and has a word with them that Herzachayim, if what you're saying turns out to be false, then you're going to be getting Malchus. Okay, now speak. Yeah, okay. Nobody's going to be even talking or whatever. It's a big problem with the whole Ha'ad in that case. Anyway, Zadar, the Meiri doesn't like the whole pickbook. He says...
Because he said it's not a complete Pasuk. He didn't say it's not a Pasuk.
Yeah, no, but that's not why. He says something that big should be said somewhere. So you're telling me that these exceptional cases need a Hasra? How come, we're talking about this, nowhere hidden between the words, is there any indication that all of a sudden you need a Hasra? It's something that would have to be spoken out, and you should have to open up to that possibility if it's true. So therefore he says that, for whatever reason, he just thinks that that can't be the case. Okay.
Like what Daniel was saying, it's not hiding in the words like Rashi, which is saying that Elo did Hazama Klal, it's not being partial Hazama.
Right.
Even the Urim itself.
Oh, the Urim is the same word.
He says Hazama, it's not complete, right?
No, the wording, the way he says it, is that it's not Hazama Gemur.
Gemur.
Eba Hazama Gemur.
That doesn't mean Rashi?
The Tha'ab could be the opposite.
Yeah.
Klal Mishkin Hazama, or it's not another complete
Hazama. Complete, but it is Hazama.
It's partial Hazama, right. The Pashtus is that it is a partial Hazama of sorts. Anyway. He just rejects it by virtue of the fact that Davzagane doesn't. It has to be somewhere said. Somebody should have said something. You can't just make something like that up without it being discussed somewhere. Okay. So that's the second point. I want to address, if possible, I'm not saying it's a good answer, but it's possible, just to open our minds. Rabbi Naftali asked the kasha over here, a shayla. Shayla is, basic question. We find all the Mishnayos, pretty much that talks about Edom Zaymin, they're always being dealt with as a pair, as a group. So we say, Hechatem Edom, V'imano V'isem, plural. So in other words, they're always both being grabbed in as the Hazama together. And there's also Mishnayos that say that Edom Zaymin, Hachi Yuzumu Eshneim. So the Shaila is this, what if we have Edom Zaymin that were found to be Zaymin separately. Meaning, we have Reuven and Shimon, they said a testimony about somebody that he did a Maisa, Harika, or whatever it is, that whatever crime was committed, and Reuven and Shimon were not in the same place. So, two witnesses come in, right? Yisachar and Zvulun come in and say, we were with Reuven for Makamoni. And then Yehudim and Yamin say that Shimon was with us in Makamani. Can we add together all of that and say, okay, we got here a package of Yezumo Ishneim, and therefore we can be Makayim, Kashazamam, and they're going to be put to death, or whatever it was. So that's the Shaila. So I want to know if anybody has any views on this. Because to me, I thought Pasha one way. I don't know which way you thought. You felt like me, right? Huh?
No, I think that they have been amazing.
Did you change your mind? You
no, my original shayla. I still hold that maybe.
You're backpedaling
on. No, I had two shaylas.
Oh, that was shayla B. Okay. Let's clarify this shayla.
If you have to be amazing in order to the kashrus zaman, you have to be amazing both of them at the same time. Shayla was that if you're amazing one of them. And then he says, you know, you were with us in Boca, right? And then another cock comes and says, on the two of them, the two of you were with us in Boca, right? So
would you say that the Edus was bottle?
I can't understand the case.
He's saying if you're gonna hold that you have to be let's say you have to be mason both at the same time.
Dead ball.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say you hold both of them at the same time.
So you're presupposing he's conglomerating your shiloh.
Okay, fine. Let's get this shiloh down off the table first. Does anybody have any positions on this? Do you think that it's a big deal?
Can you repeat?
They're both being pulled away from the truth because he was in Disneyland and he was in Knott's Berry.
Right, exactly.
You guys were not together to see that Eidos, but you were not together in some other place. You were in two different places.
Right, and there's two Eidos on this guy and two Eidos on that guy.
I don't know.
1 + 1 = 2
No, I have no problem with it.
Two people have. What do you think, Mark?
They weren't.
You think that counts as Azama?
It says that you saw them, and like that we saw them.
It does
them
say plural.
Together,
I'm asking the puzzle to
yeah.
plural, but that's
always,
the case of the puzzle.
It's always the case of the Mishnah. It's always a Shamad Din.
You can bring a Raya from a Lashon Rabbah?
Yes, a good, like, even more fundamental. When the Eidim come, do the Eidim actually have to come? Now, what if they're on the opposite sides of the room? They didn't know each other were there. But they're talking to Eidim. Okay, the two Eidim, we see that the same thing happened. They're not coming as a cop. They're not vouching for each other.
Okay, that's Mishnah is coming up. The Mishnah is going to come up.
So, in that scenario,
how do you form a cop? That's a separate question.
So you have to Eidim, though, and then they're unzemimable?
No, you have to give the Eidim to Vasachas.
They have to be made. They come to court together,
but they're not really testifying
for
each other.
Somebody comes in. What do you mean not testifying to each other?
Is,
the fact that they saw the thing happen and they were in the same room, they don't have to be best friends in order to come
to court.
So what's the problem? If two different sets of people saw two different reports of people in different places. So why is it any, what did the Davka have to? You can only have Eidim Zayman if the two people were...
You're saying, why should it be that way? Why should there be a requirement that they can only be, if only when they were as a group, and they can be found Zayman? Because if they weren't found as a group, then they can't. It's not possible to think from them.
I'm going to get into Tanas Kasha.
What was your
Shiloh? My question is like this. If they're coming and they're saying Eidim, right? So they're saying Eidim together. So the case is dead, but they can't be punished. By the way,
it's not my fault that he was lying. I didn't even know he was there. We came to court together. But
then why are you coming as one Aedis?
That's what I'm saying.
What am I supposed to do? Tell me what I should do. I was there.
I don't know.
If you weren't together with him, you can't see each other. That's only halacha for Nisa.
It's not halacha for Nominus.
Who cares? It's called an Aedis. So it's not possible like that.
So we're not best friends, and we both ended up in Vesdin to tell them what we saw.
Yeah.
So
you made an announcement, we followed your order, we got followed the subpoena, we're in court, and here we are. What do you want from me?
Are you talking about a case of Misa or Mammon?
Let's say
yeah, there was a whole thing that happened in the bar. I happened to be there.
Yeah, right.
It was a brawl. I saw the brawl. I don't know. I'm not watching.
I think he was there. I'm not 100% sure if he was there, but I definitely saw the guy kill the other guy.
So killed the other guy? Again, killing is definitely wouldn't be good. If they don't see each other by Misa, it's sure not a good Eidus.
By Misa, but by Mamadis it does work.
No, that's what I'm saying. Kill the guy.
But even so, because one of them wasn't there doesn't mean that the other guy is automatically false. It's a flaw in the testimony. We are not going to be able to carry out any death penalty over
right.
here. But anyway.
He can't examine me because he is proven to be.
Anyway, I have no problem with it. I don't know. I don't know why anybody says just because it says it by Lashon Rabbim, I don't think that's a very strong proof.
No,
Mishnayos are written by Lashon Rabbim because Mishnayos are written extra short. But I do have a little bit of a. It's not a raya, but it's a little bit of a, the last case. Okay, so we saw in the last case, there's four cases, but then there's also Mishnah B'Kiva Amro, Av Ein Mishalman Al Piatzman, that they don't pay based on their own admission. Why? Because it's a kenas. The whole thing of Adam Zayman is a kenas. They don't really, that's what it is, it's a kenas. So the shayla is, what does it mean that it's a kenas? I mean, what does it mean? How is this happening that they're coming in and al piatzman? I mean, every Eid Zayman has to be caught as an Eid Zayman. So how did it happen that he's going to basically admit what he did? It's a very complicated case. So, in another court, right? So the only way it works is that basically what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to be caught in one court as Adam Zemnit, they didn't paskin on them mamish that they're Adam Zemnit, and they didn't mechayev them the moment. Or whatever it is that they're mechayev. One of them runs to another Beis Din, and was maiden that I was found zayin in the other Beis Din, and then he's not mishama piyaz. Now what's interesting is that in that case, although right, so
why are you saying one by one? Where do you get the one?
So where is this? No, because look what it says. This is why. Because v'chein amar v'nachman amar v'yudah amar av, eitzayim v'mishalim v'fi chelkoi. So Gemara says, there's mishalim v'fi chelkoi. What does it mean? My mishalim v'fi chelkoi? It's like the Gemara. Ilei medahay mishalim palga, v'hay mishalim palga. It doesn't mean that they each pay half, because that we already know. It's a Mishnah. Mishal shim v'mamon, v'mishal shim v'makos. Elke going to itzim chad minayim. Okay? He was only 1,000 zaynim. He pays the Mishan Palgadite. He was only one found Zaynim. And then obey his hip. Frag the Gemara, me Mishan, that's not true, but Tanya, ain't eight Zaynim, Mishan Mamen, Achizumo Shreyan. Amarava, so Rava answers, the Omer Eidu Sheker Ha'adati. He says, I testified falsely. Kol Kamini, we don't believe a guy who says that. So he says, no, Kivin Shehikin Shobin Echazim Magid, right? You can't retrade what you said. Once you say something in court, you cannot undo what you said. But rather, he's saying, I testified and I was found zaymin in this bezdin, and now I'm running to this court. I gamad like Rabbi Akiva, which is not like Rabbi Akiva, because he's being mishamen apiatzman, right? So the answer is, you're right. He has to say the case is. What's going to happen here? Wild thing. What's going to happen here is that he, okay, who's going to pay?
He'll pay his chelek.
Right.
So that's all done on half of a court case that happened.
Right, that happened. Right, but it's only going to pay his chelek. And the other guy's not going to pay a thing. Right. What's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, since my hayda can't be mechayev the other aid, so therefore you not mechayev, maybe he shouldn't be chayev. Kamashman that he is chayev. Anyway, to me, it's a what?
Yeah, you have to understand
that. It's too possible, isn't it?
Yeah. So why would you think that?
No, because
why would that get in the way? Because you can't be mechayev your friend. So what?
I don't know. To me,
you're coming in and saying you also want $50.
I hear.
What do we care? You want $50?
Yeah, well,
you can't be behind.
No,
because
it's no, but
he didn't have zom. It's not a din hazam anymore. It's already now the marshals are coming to collect this money. It's already inside Bezdin.
It's outside.
It's mom. It's not even hazam anymore. It's just
you would think that would maybe be the other way. That once Bezdin was behind,
no,
the two of us, $100.
Here's the point. This is what I'm saying. Even though I'm not, it's not really a right, but I'm just saying that we see that
individuality.
Right. There's a half. We're doing it in halves.
No.
Filing for one person. And we don't seem to have a problem with it.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's
no,
weird.
No, really.
No.
I'm not saying. It's whatever. It's right
it's,
here.
It's this,
give
this, this. Come on.
What? Explain why you don't like it.
No, I think we would have had a much better problem.
What? Yeah?
What you're saying. One of these steps in Gemara, we thought the case was, where he's coming and saying, I was the only zone.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, well, why can't you say that?
That's his machine.
Right.
I don't know, but I mean, it's just to me the it would have that's what it should have to say. Faker, it should have to say that they have to be Muslim together, which is not. That's not
no, well, if I'm a new point, like.
Oh, it says Mishum. Okay, we'll stop.
Right, I'm doing for Samnu. We were Mishum. They were. We were getting Aedis and they were Mishumos.